What does he normally... Oh, come in, please. Yes, sit down. Sorry.
Time to retire to the drawing room.
More cheese? Yes, indeed. At 16 and a half away from 8 on RN Drive, it is time to enter the drawing room. Rather a special combination tonight. Now, 40 years ago, first guest, Bunker Roy, established what is known as the Barefoot College. It's a remarkable education centre in Rajasthan, in India, teaching reading, writing, accounting to impoverished children and adults. He was a Time magazine 100 most influential people in the world. And he joins us this evening along with the very behearted musician Claire Bowditch. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Thank you. Lovely to be here.
Bunker, poverty changed your life.
It did. I was all set to be a doctor or a teacher or a diplomat. And all of a sudden, by sheer curiosity, I went to a famine in Bihar and I saw lots of people dying. And I thought I would change my vocation and start living and working in a village. And that was 45 years ago.
Much to the annoyance of your mother.
Much to the annoyance of my mother, who didn't speak to me for many years, because she thought I was letting the family down, doing the odd thing that no one knew what it was all about. There was no security, no money, no future, she thought there was. So,
but clearly, confronting poverty of that sort of extremity, of lethal poverty, that's an irresistible force.
Yes, but I saw the brighter side of it. I saw traditional knowledge and skills that the very poor people have, which were just devalued, under-recognized. So we thought we would recognize this traditional value, traditional knowledge, wisdom, and skills, and bring them into mainstream. And we thought that this skill that they had is universal. It is something that they have known for thousands of years. And why don't we... They've sorted out their own problems, they sorted out their own solutions, so why don't we bring that into mainstream?
Now, Claire, you also defied expectations, a woman at the top of your game in music, and yet you turn away from that. You have a sort of an is-that-all-there-is moment.
Yeah, no, it's not so much a turning away as a parallel line. So since I began my career as a 16-year-old, which is now 20 years ago, I've been struck again and again by the fact that there is this enormous educational gap that exists for creative people, and this enormous gap in recognition of what creative intelligence is and what it can bring to a society and to organisations and what artists do. So what I did this year finally was had a break in the weather and launched an organisation called Big Hearted Business, where we teach creative people about business and we teach business people about creativity. And it's been one of the biggest adventures of my life. It's been great, but the music, you can't stop the music, I tell you what.
And the response to this?
Mind-blowing, absolutely mind-blowing. I thought I had a little idea on my hands, and I can tell you what, it's been incredibly exciting.
What do you say, Bunker, to someone like Claire there, to sort of reverse the roles a little there, of stepping away from expectation and attempting to enlarge the lives of others?
We believe what Mark Twain said, never let school interfere with your education. Yes. School is where you learn how to read and write. Education is where you learn from your community, your family and your environment. And we believe education has a much broader definition. People, you know, we don't like people calling, just because you don't know how to read and write, you shouldn't call them uneducated. They know so much about crops, they know so much about weather. They know so much about the community, about the nature, how you respect soil, how you respect water, how you respect sun. We should learn from them. And really, it's an unlearning process for me. My real education started when I started living with the poor and finding out how, what extraordinary depth of wisdom they had, and how they respected the nature. And the Barefoot College also believes in the work style and lifestyle of Mahatma Gandhi. So it's Mahatma Gandhi who said, you know, live simply so that others can simply live. And that was been the great philosophy of the Barefoot College.
And that sense, Claire, of finding within yourself the hidden knowledge? I mean, that goes to the creative imagination as well.
I don't really see the point of having a profile or having been, you know, given this life and this possibility of using our brain for the, you know, the power of something if we don't use it as a transformational experience. There's no point it's not that there's no point, but isn't it wonderful when my life is so enriched by Big Hearted Business? I get to hang out with people who were exactly where I was 12 years ago. And, you know, the idea of a career like mine where I've had children and I'm 10 albums in or whatever, 8 albums in, the idea of that not being an anomaly in a few years' time is really exciting to me. And often I think we wonder about our contribution. You know, me as a musician, for many years I thought I should really actually not be a musician and I should go and do more of what Bunker's doing. But I feel that...
it's a tool you can use to explore right. that other space.
Absolutely. And one of the interesting trends in business, and Bunker, you will have noticed this, is that more and more organisations are realising that their bottom line is actually something to do with making a contribution to the world. Businesses are here to solve problems, and if you have the good fortune of being a business that has done well, why in goodness name wouldn't you share that around?
Is that right, Bunker? Does the business
the
give enough?
The Barefoot model believes in a bottom-up approach.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Where the community takes control of their own problems. They manage, control, and own the process. So that makes them a party to their own development. Somehow, sometimes business looks at the top down.
Yeah,
and
it
they
always
have,
does.
And they have this arrogance sometimes. I'm just not saying, not mentioning everyone.
You've never met me before, Bunker, but no. This, just so you know, I'm not a business person traditionally by trade. It's quite unusual for me to be talking
about. I have
context.
Met so many business people in the World Economic Forum in Davos, and you find that they have this certain arrogance that they think they have an answer to all the problems. And I say, no, hold it. You're used to a 100 miles per hour lifestyle, and all of a sudden you come to a village and a community which is traditional, which is 0 miles per hour, and nothing moves, nothing works, and you feel that they're not creative. This is a myth. This is not true. So they have something to contribute, and they contribute together. It's a transparent, accountable process, and that makes it much more collective. There's a sense of solidarity, and we also have come to the conclusion that men are untrainable. You know, men are restless and men are compulsively mobile, and men are, they all want a certificate, and you give a certificate to a man in a village,
he leaves
within 24 hours looking for a job in Melbourne. Yeah. So why don't you train women? So we have come to the conclusion that women are more stable, women are more sound, women are more tolerant, more compassionate. And they are really the change agents of the world. They hold up half the sky.
You'd go with that, wouldn't you, Claire Burdish?
Absolutely. I'm so. What we know is that when you improve the livelihood of a woman in any community, they're more than likely to share that with up to 9 other people. You know, that's what the studies say. But we all know that anecdotally. When you allow women to be in a position where they can make choices, they often make great ones.
They say, what's the most powerful way of communicating today? Television? Telephone? Telegraph? Is tell a woman.
There's always, he said, grasping for a very feeble segue, the power of song.
Yes, there is indeed.
And Claire has one for us, which is tremendous.
I began writing this song when I was 19 years old. I had decided that, of course, I wanted to change the world, and then somehow ended up unexpectedly in public relations at RMIT.
Where else?
I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, and I started writing this song, and it took me to...
That's the best state to be in, not to know what's going to happen the next day.
I want this just to be a song where Bunker talks over the top. It's more like a spoken word piece. I'd like that.
That's your challenge, Bunker.
I finished this 2 years ago. You want to write a novel, make beautiful music, act in the theater with inspiring humans, learn a language and run like the wind, help people fit in, travel to every country and make $1 million and smile when your children have babies, make the heart your home, inviting and warm, you want this amazing life. But about you. Can't decide. You think you have to be fully formed already, don't you? You want this amazing life, but you can't decide. You don't have to be just one thing, but you have to start with something. So you'll be a little bit older by October. You've reneged on your pre-birth promises, and now you think this journey is over. Let me encourage you to know you will feel it when it is over. Feels like hell, take it as a sign you need time to be still and listen for a while. You want this amazing life, but you can't decide. You think you have to be fully formed already, don't you? You want this amazing life, but you can't decide. You don't have to be just one thing, have to start with something. You don't have to be just one thing, but you have to start with something. You do not have to be just one thing, but you have to start with something.
Claire Bowditch in the drawing room.
I'm embarrassed about my out-of-tune guitar, but once you've started, you cannot
stop. What can you do?
Bravo,
what can
bravo,
you do?
Bravo.
Thank you.
We never knew.
Oh, good.
And bravoing is Bunker Roy, founder of Barefoot College, which you may have heard, an extraordinary venture in his native India. Bunker, does education change the world, or does it equip people to join the world that had them at a disadvantage in the first place?
You know, Alvin Toffler, who wrote Future Shock, said the illiterate of the 21st century are not people who can't read and write, but people who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn. So we are in the process of learning, unlearning, and relearning. And the people we are giving opportunities to are really no longer the men, but the women. Mm. And even from the women, we are only choosing grandmothers. Grandmothers. Oh, yeah. You have grandmothers who are 35 years old in Africa and even in the Pacific. So we take these grandmothers to India. We actually have an extraordinary agreement with the government of India that should I select a grandmother from any part of the world, the government of India gives the airfare and 6 months training costs to come to India. So there you have 40 grandmothers from 10 different countries, all illiterate, don't know how to read and write, never been outside the country.
But with great wisdom.
With great wisdom. Mm. And within 6 months, only through sign language, becoming solar engineers. And they go back and solar electrify their own villages.
Wow.
So right now, they have solar electrified over 20,000 houses. The whole continent of Africa in 32 countries have more than 300 grandmothers being trained. And they are the only solar engineers of Africa. So we believe that education has to be given a much larger meaning. Where is it written just because you can't read and write, you can't become an engineer, you can't become an architect, you can't become a designer?
Or a musician.
So we have to have a much larger vision of education, because there are many millions of illiterate people. You can't write them off. You have to see how there is an opportunity and bring them back in to mainstream.
That's making a difference, I think.
Oh, God, yeah, I'm so inspired. My Lord, I encourage everyone to look up Bonker's work, really, and take part. That's the truth, isn't it? That's the truth.
We have right now 20 grandmothers from the Pacific, from Solomon Islands, from Samoa, from Tonga, from Vanuatu, from Kiribati, all come to India, gone back as solar engineers.
What I wouldn't give to be in that room for 5 minutes.
I never thought.
And you
that
know, when we ask them what has been the impact when you go back, all the husbands are scared of them because they've just gone back to India and come back. It's mythical, you know. When they go, it's like a morgue. You know, they say, God, they're never going to come back.
The hope of the world lies with our grandmothers.
And
I think that's a wonderful
back,
thought.
And they are fully charged. They go as grandmothers, come back like tigers.
Bunker Roy, thank you so much for joining us, and Claire Bowditch too. Now, Bunker is founder of Barefoot College, and he's speaking at the Creative Innovation Asia Pacific Conference
tomorrow,
which is in Melbourne tomorrow. Claire Bowditch, her current album is The Winter I Chose Happiness. I'm sorry.
Not at all, but I'll be playing at Woodford in over New Year's Eve with a band of 11, and we cannot wait. So
well, that's
come
a rather
down,
exciting.
Come on down.
Woodford, a wonderful place to be.
Yeah.
Coming up on Big Ideas, because that's it for RN Drive tonight, and Big Ideas after the news, Paul Barclay talking to Michael Barzahar about Mossad. That's after the news here on RN.